Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Serene. In this podcast, you will find movie reviews and TV show reviews, the latest news about the film industry, monthly watch list, award show predictions and recaps, recaps on events like Netflix's To Doom. You will receive 2 episodes a week, Thursdays and Sundays. You can follow me on Instagram at Movie Reviews with Serene and Movie Reviews with Serene podcast. Come join the journey. Hello, hello, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. You guys, we got the 2024 Oscar nominations and there were some snubs, so I'll be talking about them in this today's episode. And I also finally watched Wonka. I'll be talking about that as well in this episode. Then we got the first full trailer for Avatar, The Last Airbender, the live action series. And oh my god, the trailer was so good. I cannot wait for February and we will be talking about it. The trailer and bunch of other news in the news section. And yeah, that's the agenda for today's episode. Anyways, let's talk about the Oscar nominations and snubs. So they were announced on January 23rd, and Zazie Beetz and Jack Quad were hosting the announcement. And so in the category of actor in a supporting role, we got Sterling K. Brown for An American Fiction, Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling for Barbie, Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Then in the category for costume design, we have Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, and Oppenheimer. Then makeup and hairstyling, we have Golda, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and Society of the Snow. I know, so one snub was Barbie. And costume design, yeah, that's it actually. Then for the category of live action short film, we have The After, Invincible, Night of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue. That's the book adaptation you can watch on Amazon Prime. And The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. That's the Netflix short movie by Wes Anderson. And it stars Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah, that's it. I would be surprised if that wasn't like nominated, because it was very, very cool. The whole all of his movies of Wes Anderson's like short movies on Netflix are very, very good. So if you haven't checked out yet, when you type in Wes Anderson on Netflix in the search bar, they pop up. Then adapted screenplay, we have American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest. Then for the category of original screenplay, we have Anatomy of a Fall and The Holdovers, Maestro, May, December, and Past Lives. Actress in a supporting role, we have Emily Blunt, Danielle Brooks, America Ferrera for Barbie, Jodie Foster, and Divine Joy Randolph. In my opinion, like, one snub was Lily Gladstone in this category. Then original sound, we have The Fire Inside from Flaming Hot. I had to laugh when I like heard that Flaming Hot, the story behind the Flaming Hot Cheetos, the movie from last year, got nominated. Then I'm Just Ken, but that was a given. If It Never Went Away from American Symphony, I almost read American Psycho, and Vanzane, A Song for My People from Killers of the Flower Moon. So, like, one thing which wasn't, or two songs which weren't nominated, I would say one was What Was I Made For, and also Danced in Light, and Barbie Girl. Or Wonka as well. Wonka wasn't also nominated. Then original sound. Oh, wait. Oopsie. Oh, and also, What Was I Made For was nominated as well. So, still, like, Dance Tonight should have been. Anyways, it's a snap. Anyways, then we have original score. We have American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. I would say Wonka as well is a miss, like, is a snub. Then documentary, feature film, we have Bob Wine, The People's President, The Eternal Memory, then Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger, 20 Days in Mariupol. I don't know, I haven't watched any of these documentaries. Documentary short film, we have The ABCs of Book Banning, The Barber of Little Rock, Island in Between, The Last Repair Shop, 999, and Waipo. Then for international feature film, we have as our So we have Io Cupertino, Perfect Days, Society of the Snow, The Teacher's Lounge, The Zone of Interest. And a snub was, I would say, Anatomy of a Fall. And that's it. Then, animated feature film, I was very happy. The Boy and the Heron for Studio Ghibli. Then Elemental, I was so happy. Then Nimona, I loved Nimona. Robot Dreams, I haven't watched that one, but as I predicted, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and I screamed. I was so happy. Like, you guys know how much I love that movie. And one of my predictions was, like, I have to see this in the Oscars list this next year. I said it in an episode of the podcast last year. So, yep, I'm very happy about that. Then production design, we have Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. I would say a snub was Color Purple and Priscilla. Priscilla wasn't, like, released when, or like during the Oscar nominations voting period. So I hope it will be, I hope that it will be nominated next year. Yeah, that's a snub, I would say, for Priscilla. Then, film editing, Anatomy of a Fall, I was really happy about that. Killers of the Flower Moon, deserved. Then, The Holdovers, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. A snub would have been, like I said, Priscilla. Then, Killers of the, The Killer. And one thing else, what's the movie I'm thinking about? The Iron Claw, Asteroid City as well for production design. The Killer, Air, and Saltburn. Those are the snubs. Then sound, we have The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, and The Zone of Interest. Then visual effects, we have The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, The Guardians of the Galaxy, I was really happy about that. Then Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Napoleon. I would say that visual effects, I would have counted... or wanted to see in this list. Oh my god, what's the name of the movie? Can't remember the name. Anyways, so yeah. Then, in the category for cinematography, we have El Conde, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. For cinematography, I would also count Priscilla. And what's the... Saltburn as well. The Iron Claw. The Killer, Air as well. So yeah, there were a few. Then actor in a leading role, we have Bradley Cooper, Coleman Domingo, Paul Giamatti, Cillian Murphy, I was very happy, Jeffrey Wright, and one snub I have to say was DiCaprio, Jacob Elordi, that's it. Yeah, those are snubs. Then actress in a leading role, Annette Bening, Lily Gladstone, I was very happy about that. Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, Carrie Mulligan for Maestro, Emma Stone for Poor Things, and see, that was the category which brought a bit of a controversy because Ryan Gosling was nominated for like for his role in Ken as Ken, but Margot Robbie was nominated for Barbie. And also, like, the Hunger Games was also a snub, like, Rachel Zegler or Hunter Schafer as a supporting role. Or, like, Ben Affleck in Air as well was nominated. Or, like, Viola Davis in, also in the Hunger Games, but also in The Color Purple. So yeah, there are a lot of snubs. Then we have the nominees for directing. Anatomy of Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest, and no Greta Gerwig as well. No Sofia Ford Coppola for Priscilla. So those are the snubs. At least we've got one female director, so. But, you know, it could have been more than just, what's her name? Justine Triet. So, it's the Oscars, like, I don't know. Like, we all were expecting to see Greta Gerwig or Sofia Ford Coppola or the director of, the female director of, what's the name, Saltburn, but none of that really happened. Yeah, so best picture, we've got American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest. I would say, like, Where is the Killer? Where is Blackberry? Also, like, one of the snubs is The Killer, then Air. What else? Also, like, for production design, I would say, a snub was Tetris, then Asteroid City, like John Wick as well. Like paint for makeup and costume. What a snub then. What's the Also, an snub for best animated feature, I would say Mario was snubbed. Then, like, Pinball was also snubbed. Scream. Yeah, for best picture. And then, yeah, those were the... Those were the Oscar nominations. And as per usual, we kind of like went back to the roots of this podcast, because this podcast has started with the 2021 Oscar nominations, where I like let off some steam because Damien Chazelle wasn't nominated for Babylon, and nor was The Menu nominated. So yeah, those were the Oscar nominations. And honestly, this year, like last year as a whole, or like the Oscar nominations were like better. Like, it kind of showcased that the year was better than the previous years. And yeah, I'm still mad that The Killer or Asteroid City or even Ironclaw for like actor in the leading role for Zac Efron or Jeremy Allen White. Nope, none of that happened. Like, none of that was nominated. Or like Dream Scenario with Nick Cage. Yeah. Those were the Oscar nominations, and as like in general at this award shows, most of my predictions came true, and I'm very happy about that. So we'll all see you together in March. I think like majority of the awards will go to Oppenheimer and Poor Things. Probably Maestro as well. So like another snub was Wonka, to be honest, because I watched it and I really, really enjoyed it. And I'll talk about it in this next segment. Prepare your chocolate and let's talk about Wonka. So, Wonka is the prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Chocolate Factory. The first Wonka was like released in, I think, 1980s or something like that. So this is like a newer approach, and I really enjoy it. But it's a musical, so if you don't like musicals, don't watch this. But it was like really cool, or like felt nostalgic, I guess, being back in the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory universe, because this, like I said, it's the third third adaptation of the Willy Wonka and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory book/story. So this time, well, I have to say I love the Tim Burton one with Johnny Depp in it, and I always watch it like when it's winter time. I love watching it and then eating some chocolate or drinking some hot chocolate. So this one, like I said, is a musical, and in like Willy Wonka is portrayed by Timothée Chalamet, and he really did an amazing job. He comes from my theater background. I think he graduated from Juilliard, I think, from a prestigious prestigious New York acting school, same as Viola Davis, but she was Juilliard. I don't know which one is or was Timothée, so he did an amazing job as a carrying this movie from the musical point. Then this one also stars Olivia Colman, when her sketchy washing salon running bad person was amazing. I loved Olivia Colman, so she was in that. Then also Patterson Joseph, we know him from That Dirty Black Flag series, then The Mosquito Coast, which was this Apple TV Plus series, and from 2021, but it got cancelled. So yeah, then also Avenue 5, this also a series. The End of the Fucking World, it's a Netflix series. Murder on the Orient Express, what is this, podcast series. Yeah, he is in this movie. Then we've got Keegan Michael Key, aka Todd, from the Super Mario Bros. Movie. And then we've got Jim Carter. Then Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, was in it. And oh my god, I lost my shit when I saw him. I was like, oh, Mr. Bean. He plays a sketchy prince, like a corrupt priest. Then it also says Hugh Grant as the Oompa Loompa. And also Tracy Liv Becker. She was in Trilision with Charlie Cox. That's a TV series on Netflix. And also in Doctor Who. Yeah, so that's the cast. And this one was directed by Paul King, who we now love, know and love from Paddington. Can't wait for Paddington 3. Then Space Force. And Dog Face. That's a series. Yeah. And there's also stories from Paul King. And like Paul King did what Paul King does, which means he gives us very, very emotional but beautiful scenes in this one. And Wonka in this movie adaptation of Willy Wonka was that Willy was grieving his mother because he thought she was dead, but spoiler, she isn't dead. And so it was very like emotional to see that he was grieving, and he did everything to make his dream come true. And he wants to open a chocolate shop because his mother, like, they were like, his mother was a cook, and she created this chocolate, and because he loved his mother, and also her chocolate like tasted very good, every time he looked, he has this piece of chocolate bar with him. And so he goes onto this journey and like tries to open up his first shop, but obviously doesn't have money, so he has to stay in Olivia Colman's like sketchy washing saloon / hotel. And then this was very interesting because he wants to open up this shop, but like that doesn't have money, and so he like does this promotional escapade with his chocolate, and so that there's this chocolate cartel, and so they like try everything that he can't open this chocolate, but he does actually at the end. And then another side quest has to do with this little girl. She is an orphan, but we find out that she isn't an orphan at the end. She was actually one of the relatives of the cartel's member, chocolate cartel's member. And there's like, it's being like, it's a lot of singing, and I think my favorite song is like Scrub. That's a very cute song, and lovely song. And Michael Keegan plays an officer, but he's like corrupt because he gets free chocolate from the cartel, because, well, in order to like catch Willy Wonka. But he fails, so he, at the end of the movie, he's like very, 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 very like obese because of the chocolate, and he hardly ever like can go outside or step outside his police car. Another thing about this movie is that it's production wise, it's so beautiful, and the choreography is amazing, and the chocolate is like, there's so much chocolate that you will be hungry afterwards, like, or like craving chocolate. So if you're watching it in a theater, make sure to buy some chocolatey goods before the movie, and then which you can like enjoy during the movie. And overall, I really enjoyed this movie. It was like funny, it was sad, it was hilarious, it was beautifully edited, beautifully shot. Everything was like top notch, and I just love this universe, and I'm so glad that we are back. I would say, like, since this one actually like was leaning towards the original Willy Wonka story, I have to say that it's a better adaptation. I would say like even better than the one with Tim Burton and John Depp. But yeah, I really really enjoy it. Like, it's so funny, it's so wholesome, it's just such a warm hug, or like a warm like cup of hot chocolate and like tea, or like a blanket to have and just to put it on, and you will be so happy and hungry as well. But it was such a nice movie, like a good movie. I would say I would give it a 10 out of 10. So it was the best movie I watched this year, even though it was released last year, but I watched it this year. But yeah, and also like Timothy can really sing. Like I was a bit skeptical. I was like, how will that go? And then I heard his voice. I was like, okay, you embody this character, Mr. Chalamet. But yeah, I'm very pleased with this movie. Like, I don't want to spoil it much, but you will be shocked at some events. And also, like, it was a very funny event, especially the Oompa Loompa ones. Ugh, I just love it. I just love Hugh Grant, and him being an Oompa Loompa was, like, even better than I anticipated it to be. And for that, please, please watch this movie. Like, we, like, learn more about how Willy is making his chocolate. He's actually using the cocoa beans from the Oompa Loompas. And so that was very interesting, because it does like the, like, Hugh Grant's Oompa Loompa does everything in his power to stop Willy from using his cocoa beans and then creating chocolates out of them. And also, the Oompa Loompa song will be stuck in your head for a week or two or more, so be aware of that, along with Scrub Scrub, along with probably, what's the name of the song? Something with Dream by Timothée Chalamet. So yeah, it's so good. Like, I usually don't like musicals, except for The Greatest Showman, but this one is different. This one is good. I would say it's like at the tier of The Greatest Showman. So, there we go. Eat chocolate, watch Wonka, and enjoy a ride full of intrigues, hilariousness, Mr. Bean, and great music. Musical performances and choreographies, and like beautiful, beautiful cinematography. See, that was also a snub by the Oscars, like Wonka cinematography. What? That was really cool. Also, like the VFX by Wonka, also a snub by the Oscars. So, but I guess like the, like I said, the voting period had ended already when Wonka was released, along with Priscilla. So I hope that it will get nominated for an Oscar for 2025. Let's talk about the highlight of my week or life. Okay, that was a little bit exaggerated, but we finally got the trailer for Avatar: The Last Airbender. I cannot stress, how excited I am, how happy I will be in the month of February. And so, first of all, like, the first season of Avatar The Last Airbender, the live action one, yes, we forget about the M. Night Shyamalan movie, that has never entered our, like, has never entered the film industry, so we forget about that one. But this one looked so much better than that one. And so, like I said, in the first season of Avatar Last Airbender, the live action one, will be book one. First season was Water, because it had like three books. And the first one was Water, the second one was Earth, and the third one is Fire. And so, yeah, the trailer looked like so good. Like, it looked really, really good. It looked like as if they put, like, as if they taken out of the, like, out of the scenes from the live action and from the cartoon. Also, like, this is a cartoon by Nickelodeon. It's not considered anime because it's US, but it's like cartoon. So this looked like exactly like those like scenes in the first season of Avatar The Last Airbender, the cartoon. Also, like, the Legend of Korra is also a part of the universe. And we'll get another Avatar series, a cartoon one, probably this year. It will be called Earth Avatar. Very excited about that. But for the live action one, it's like they put, like, they took all of the cartoon elements and then put it into the live action. Like, the cast is amazing. Like, wait, Uncle Iroh, I'm so excited for Uncle Iroh. And Zuko as well. And Katara, Sokka, and Appa, and Momo, and Aang. Going on to this journey with them, and I'm very excited. Like, as someone who has watched all the episodes and Legend of Korra, I'm so excited. And the reason is, like, this will be the second like adaptation by Netflix. Once was One Piece. And they nailed it with One Piece. And this one will be even better because it's like Ba Sing Se looked so much like the cartoon version. And the Fire Nation ships, and like even the moment where Sokka and Katana were like discovering An in his ice air circle bubble thingy. I don't know, it looked very, very cool. Like, I'm very excited. And also, like, hearing the song, like the theme song, I watched this story like three times, and I had tears and I had goosebumps every single time. And I don't know, I'm so excited. I cannot wait for February. It will be released on February 22nd. On Netflix. We'll have 10 episodes. And we'll get to, like, relive the... Also, like, for Lord Ozai as well. Looked really cool. I really want, like, all three seasons to be, like, done in live action. Because the cast is, like, amazing. Like, the cast looks exactly like Zuko or Uncle Iroh. For Lord Ozai. Or like the Kyoshi soldiers, I know, like, Momo looked a little bit off, but they kind of fixed it. So yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to say Appa Yip Yip and then dive into this series once again, but in this time it will be live action. So amazing that they literally like took every single shot. Probably they, I guess they like have filtered out the shots, which were kind of like unnecessary, because you actually like saw the theme, or like the opening title for Avatar in live action, and that I was like hooked. I was like, okay, that's good. This is going to be amazing, and I'm very excited for like a few events. One, Sokka and Katana. What's the name? Sokka and Katana discovering Aang. Then also Zuko being burnt by Fire Lord Ozai. This one, and I'm also very interested into seeing like Uncle Iroh and Zuko, and also with his like Lotus Stone by my Mahjong. So yeah, I'm very excited. Overall, I'm very excited. Like, if they will do like the Fire Book, like the third season, then I'm very excited to see Azula, my all time crush and favorite character of this franchise. Then also to see Azula, Toph as well in live action. And like the Kyoshi soldiers. Yeah, we'll all see on February 22nd, 2024. Yep, that's that next month. The teaser looked very, very good, but the actual trailer looked even better. Like all this, all the symbols of the Fire Nation, Water Nation, Air Nation, Earth Nation. It looked so good. Like the, I don't know, like the opening title of the series. I'm excited. Let's talk about some news, because we got some. Also, like, because of the, because of like Ken Ryan Gosling being nominated, but Margot Robbie being not nominated, Ryan Gosling has released a statement saying, and I quote, "I'm extremely honored to be nominated by my colleagues alongside such remarkable artists in a year of so many great films. And I never thought I'd be saying this, but I'm also incredibly honored and proud that it's for portraying a plastic doll named Ken. But there is no Ken without Barbie, and there is no Barbie without Ken. There is no Barbie movie without Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie." Well, Margot Robbie was nominated as the producer, because she is the producer of the movie. But yeah, not as lead actress. The two people most responsible for this history-making, globally celebrated film. No recognition would be possible for anyone on the film without their talent, grit, and genius. To say that I am disappointed that they are not nominated in their respective categories would be an understatement. Against all odds, with nothing but a couple of soulless scantily. Glad and thankfully, crotchless dolls, they made us laugh, they broke our hearts, they pushed the culture, and they made history. Their work should be recognized along with the well-deserving nominees. Having said that, I am so happy for America Ferrera, me too, and the other incredible artists who contributed their talents to making this such a groundbreaking film. End of quote. Yeah, so that was his statement. I was very shocked when I didn't, like, when I didn't hear or see Greta Gerwig's name and Margot Robbie's name as well in the Oscar, like, in best directing and leading role, actress in a leading role. Then another Oscar snub was All of Us Strangers with Andrew Scott and also and Paul Mescal, and none of these them were nominated as well. Astro City, I said, like Scarlett Johansson in Astro City would be nice. Or like, who else was in Astro City? Yeah, Steve Carell as well. Anyways, like The Killer, David Fincher, not nominated. But I know, like, David Fincher isn't a great, an avid Oscar fan, but still. And, like, Michael Fassbender as well was snubbed as well for The Killer. Air, Ben Affleck, nor Viola Davis, nor Matt Damon were nominated. Blackberry as well. Saltburner said, Origin as well, Priscilla, Dream Scenario would have been fun, but nope. Then, okay. So Christopher Nolan and Warner Bros. Are re-releasing Tenet in theaters February 23rd. This includes IMAX screens, according to The Insider. Then Andrew Scott, he was photographed by someone. Then production has wrapped on Deadpool 3. Ayo Adebiri will make her SNL debut next week with musical guest Jennifer Lopez. Then Cillian Murphy said to Variety.com, and I quote, it was about his recent got starstruck meeting the cast of Succession. And I quote, that's my favorite show on the telly. I am so heartbroken that it's finished. And of course, same. So, Oppenheimer was nominated 11 times. Poor Things, oh no, Oppenheimer was 13 times. Poor Things was 11 times. Killers of the Flower Moon, 10 times. Barbie, 8. Maestro 7, The Holdovers 5, American Fiction 5, The Zone of Interest 5, Anatomy of a Fall 5 times, Napoleon was 3 times, Night was twice, Past Lives was also twice. Then Vincent de Don. How can I say his name? Vincent D'Onofrio wants to make a what if episode of Kingpin inspired by the Joker. End of quote. According to comic book on X. Then Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been granted full ownership of The Rock trademark name. He has also joined the board of directors for the TKO Group, the merged company of WWE and the UFC. Can't believe he's back in the WWE. WrestleMania. Then WWE Raw will be streamed exclusively on Netflix starting from January 2025. So, Cillian Murphy, Kristen Stewart, Karen Mulligan, Rooney Mara, Adam Sandler, Lena Dunham, Sebastian Stan, and Amanda Seyfried will be attending the 24th Berlin International Film Festival next month, according to Deadline. Then, Nicole Kidman says to Variety.com, she and Reese Witherspoon are, and I quote, texting every day, and I quote, about season 3 of Big Little Lies. She also said, and I quote, there's a timeline and we are doing it. We can't say anything more. We've got to start keeping our mouths shut. Then Margot Robbie's stylist, Andrew McCamell is releasing a book of all of Margot Robbie's looks during the Barbie press tour, and the book will be titled Barbie the World Tour. Clever. Then Pablo Schreiber says that Halo Season 2 is darker than Season 1 and much more writing and much better writing. And he also said, and I could, or added, it's more dangerous, all of the stunt action sequences put you into the battle and inside the fighting is just a more gifted writer. Our new showrunner is no more gifted writer. His dialogue is better. He puts words into the mouth that feel more appropriate for the character. And of course, he added, and I quote, there's no question that the second season is far stronger than the first. I will take my reputation on that. End of quote. That was according to GamesRadar, and he also continued by saying the art director who came on board, James Foster, is fantastic. He created a visual world that just makes a lot more sense. It's so beautiful, incredibly cinematic, it's just a better season, period. End of quote. Then David Fincher says he's extended his deal with Netflix for another 3 years. It now ends in 2027. It was supposed to end in 2024. According to Culture Crave on X. Rick and Morty Season 8 will release in 2025. Very excited about that. Then a new Jurassic World movie is in the works and will release in 2025. David Cube, who wrote the first Jurassic Park movie, will return via The Hollywood Reporter. So, Greg Fraser on if he will return as cinematographer for The Batman 2. He said that in a YouTube video. And I quote, "Sure, who knows? With strikes and COVID at this point, I don't know what I'm doing. Ideally, I would love to do another Batman movie because I love Matt. I loved that movie." We all did. Then Alan Eban Mas Bagra on if he will star as the Thing in Fantastic Four. I can't confirm and I can't deny, I think. End of quote. So chances are very high. Vincent D'Onofrio wants to play Kingpin for as long as possible. He said it to Collider.com, and I quote, "The only thing that could have held me back would be if I just had to keep on putting on all that weight. I don't have to do that anymore." End of quote. Then Steven Yeun on possibly starring in the Invincible live-action movie, according to Screen Rant. He said, and I quote, "Well, I'm 40. Yeah, we'll see. That comic is so great and it gets so long. It goes so long and so deep. We are having a lot of fun making this show. Live action, who knows?" End of quote. I never thought he would be 40. I thought he was like 39, 35, but he is 40, okay. Doesn't look like it. So, the new Suits series will be set in an entertainment law firm in Los Angeles. Mr. Beast is closing a deal to have a TV show greenlit for Prime Video, and the deal is worth nearly 100 million, and the first episode will air on his YouTube channel before going on Prime Video, according to Discussing Film on X. Then a new Fairly Odd Parents series is in the works at Netflix called The Fairly Odd Parents: A New Wish. The series follows Hazel Walls, a 10-year-old girl living in Philadelphia, along with Cosmo and Wanda coming out of retirement. According to Screen Time on X. So Godzilla minus one. Color. Color is in theaters starting from tomorrow. Guess it's like the Godzilla minus one in black and white. So All of Us Strangers will be released in cinemas in the UK and Ireland tomorrow, January 26th. Wonka will be released on video on demand on January 30th. Tilda Swinton will be starring in a movie titled The Room Next Door with Julianne Moore. And the filming is scheduled to begin in March. And it's by Pedro Almodóvar. You can watch Giselda, starring Sofia Vergara, now on Netflix. Kingpin is reportedly set to appear in Spider-Man 4, but talks with Vincent D'Onofrio have not happened yet, according to Screen Time on X. So, Tom Holland and Kevin Feige reportedly want Spider-Man 4 to be a more grounded story, while Sony would like to bring Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield back. That's it for this segment. This marks the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening and for your support. And what did you guys think about the Oscars? Were surprised by some of the nominees, were surprised by many of the snubs, like I was. And what do you think about, or what did you think, or do you think about Wonka? And I will talk to you on Sunday. And until then, I wish you a great day, night, wherever, and I'll talk to you on Sunday. But before I go, make sure to subscribe to this podcast, turn on notifications so you don't miss an episode. Make sure to, on all podcast apps, make sure to give this podcast you love and adore 5 stars and write a kind review on all podcast apps. And I also watched I'm almost halfway through, or more than halfway through, the first episode the first season of Welcome to Wrexham. I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun. Then I also watched Migration, then The Illumination animated movie, I will talk about it in the next episode. Then I also watched one of the first 4 episodes of A24's animated series titled Hazbin Hotel. I'll talk about it more in the next episode, or like fully in a couple of weeks. So yeah, there's that. And also I am planning on watching Ferrari next week before my trip, obviously. And also again I want to watch Dune in preparation for Dune Part 2. Bye.